We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, gentle viewers, and Dobre Doshli. That means welcome in Bulgarian, a language spoken by about 12 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Yorba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorba 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión, and channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquai, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environ on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erzenet City, Channel Z26 on Alha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Senling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhaul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Alha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Chinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com. With high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, we have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates over $90 million to improve nutrition for children in Peru. In technology news, American researchers develop cell phones for people with hearing impairments. In animal welfare news, a Formosan or Taiwanese bird lover opens an exhibition center dedicated to a migratory feathered friend. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 10th, Miss Annette Baroness von Drustehusdorf, recognized as one of Germany's greatest nature poets, was born in 1797 near Münster, Germany. Her first collection of poetry, Poems, was published in 1838, the spiritual year considered to contain some of the sincerest religious poetry of the 19th century, was released in 1851 after Baroness von Drustehusdorf's passing. She is well known for her works which describe the beauty of Germany's landscape. May exquisite verses such as those of Miss Annette Baroness von Drustehusdorf bring us to a deeper appreciation of the incredible grandeur around us.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Republic of Turkey. A torrential downpour inundated hundreds of homes, washing away bridges in the western province of Tekirdağ. At least 8 people lost their lives, with others missing. Conveying her prayers and sympathy, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly offered $10,000 for emergency needs, an amount that could obtain $39,000 in supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Turkey.
Our association's local relief team traveled from Ankara to the town of Katalka, where $2,200 was delivered as a cash donation to the municipality's dining home that was serving 700 flood victims daily. In addition, replacement school uniforms were purchased for the children. As the team traveled to the town of Naip and the more recently flooded Kumba, they gave cash envelopes to the most desperately afflicted families for emergency items. Local officials as well as relief recipients asked that their gratefulness be conveyed to Supreme Master Qinghai.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional assistance from afar and send our appreciation for our association relief team's diligent service. We pray for the full recovery of the Turkish people to their peaceful day-to-day lives as we look forward to the easing of such extreme conditions through humans' gentler interactions on Earth.
Bosnia and Herzegovina struck by floods. Unprecedented weather this past week has left dozens of northern and northeastern villages submerged, with some residents successfully evacuated but others still inaccessible. Minister of Human Rights and Refugees Dr. Safit Halilovic stated that the isolated areas are in desperate need of food as well as lighting and heating appliances. He also warned that the situation is expected to worsen as continued precipitation in both the mountains and on the plains would hamper relief efforts.
Supreme Master Qinghai quickly asked our nearby association members to please go help and comfort the most desperate, such as the elderly and orphans without caregivers. Conveying her love and prayers, she added that funds are available if needed. We are grateful for the brave efforts of the rescue personnel and officials such as Dr. Halilovic, who are working to ensure the welfare of those affected. With the grace of the Providence, may the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina soon resume the regularity of their daily lives, as such disruptive events lessen with our kinder eco-balancing ways.
Record snowfall in Russia as cold continues to immobilize parts of Europe. On January 8th, amidst the most intense blizzard in the past 10 years, Moscow and surrounding areas received the equivalent of an entire month's average snowfall in just one day. The sudden arrival of such vast amounts of snow overwhelmed road crews, causing disturbances in traffic, and over 10,000 personnel were dispatched to clear the roads.
In other parts of Europe, the extreme cold continues, with the United Kingdom plunging to minus 22 degrees Celsius following record snowfalls. As schools remain closed and some people are without running water, temperatures in France have similarly plummeted to minus 15, while in Poland, military personnel are still assisting people facing difficulties presented by the record cold spell there. We pray for the comfort and safety of all residents during such harsh conditions. May our globe's weather stabilize through our more considerate actions toward all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Charitable Nigerian named King. Nigerian businessman Christopher Ejiofor, who had moved to Derbyshire, United Kingdom nearly 40 years ago to depart from civil conflict, has been elected king of his home province of Iziagu, Nigeria. He was encouraged to submit his name after being recognized for the charitable donations made to his hometown over the years. The new ruler of Iziagu stated, "It's a great honor and privilege to be recognized by your people. I did not want this position, but in the end I was convinced to put my name forward and I was unanimously elected. Our respectful congratulations, Your Majesty, on your coronation as King of Iziagu. May God's blessings be with you in serving your fellow country person's highest goals with grace and wisdom."
International artists sculpt winter wonderlands in China and Russia. Amidst fireworks lighting the sky in China's northeastern city of Harbin, the 26th International Ice and Snow Festival began on Tuesday, January 5th, attracting both sculptors and visitors from around the world.
Among the illuminated and colorful ice attractions featured in the month-long display are fairy tale castles, giant pagodas, enormous Buddhas, an Egyptian sphinx, and a 180-meter-long ice slide. Meanwhile, Moscow, Russia, heralded her first international ice festival with delicately shaped artistry that was enjoyed by thousands as top honors went to sculptors from Japan, Mexico, and Russia.
Wow, bravo, all artists and organizers for bringing us these magnificent, translucent creations. May the universal joy inspired by such beauty unite us all in heralding a noble and peaceful new year.
Smoking bans implemented in nations across the globe. Effective in January 2010, anti-smoking regulations have been enacted in such countries as OLAC or Vietnam, North Carolina, USA, Macedonia, and United Arab Emirates. In OLAC or Vietnam, the ban on smoking extends to all public places and will be monitored by government inspectors. In North Carolina, the ban prohibits smoking in restaurants and bars. Smoking in Macedonia is now banned in cafes, clubs, and restaurants, including outdoor locations serving food, with fines levied for restaurant owners and smokers alike. President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan of the United Arab Emirates issued a nationwide law requiring warning labels on all tobacco imports, as well as banning advertisements, smoking in public places, and smoking in vehicles with children under 12 years old. Our warm accolades, OLAC or Vietnam, Macedonia, North Carolina, and United Arab Emirates, for starting the new year with fresh ideals and the vision of a smoke-free future for all. Surely the public will benefit greatly from health-protective measures as these.
Toddlers at higher risk of passive smoke danger. A U.S. study co-led by Dr. John Bauer, sponsored by the American Heart Association, observed 52 toddlers and 107 youth aged 9 to 18 years. Results showed that both groups suffered harm such as blood vessel damage that increased with more exposure to secondhand smoke.
They also found that obese children in both groups were twice as likely to suffer such damage, which can lead to heart disease later in life, with the toddlers being four times more likely to be exposed to secondhand smoke than adolescents. They also showed a 30% loss of a type of cell that helps repair and maintain healthy blood vessel networks. Dr. Bauer concluded that passive smoke inhalation is not just bad for respiratory problems, as indicated by previous research. It can also result in cardiovascular effects, leading to potential long-term damage.
We thank Dr. Bauer and colleagues as well as the American Heart Association for this valued information. May we all awaken to the need to provide intoxicant-free atmospheres for the vibrant welfare of our precious young ones and all beings.
Smoking bans save lives. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion, £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce, £140 million saved through fewer sick days, £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job, £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer. Sri Lankan sailors freed. Indian officials released 11 boatmen at the Indo-Sri Lanka maritime border on Wednesday, January 6. The sailors had been detained by the Indian Coast Guard since December 2009 after they strayed into Indian waters. Sri Lankan Navy personnel were present to escort them back to their homeland.
Some 125 other boatmen and their 22 vessels are scheduled to be similarly returned on January 12. We are thankful for the sailors' freedom, wishing them all a smooth resuming of daily life and many happy moments in the loving circle of family and friends.
Save our planet. Human impact of animal-borne disease more severe with global warming. According to scientists at the United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, ecological imbalance triggered by global warming is accelerating the spread of zoonotic diseases. EPA environmental health scientist Dr. Mantira Pongsiri stated, "Dramatic changes to the environment are triggering major alterations to human disease patterns."
The recent eruption of swine flu that came from a mixing of animal-borne viruses is just one of the emerging diseases that concerns EPA scientists, who also cited malaria, West Nile disease and others that are on the rise due to such factors as warming climate and changes in agricultural practices. Over 300 new diseases have been identified since 1940, with 60% that have crossed from animals to humans.
Scientists at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, we appreciate your efforts to inform the public about the spread of zoonotic diseases that pose a threat to all of us. Let us all choose to live more lightly and thus protect our planetary home, especially by selecting the safe and immune-boosting plant-based foods.
Supreme Master Qinghai has many times mentioned the need for humans to halt the consumption of animals to avoid related illnesses, as in an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
The swine flu is by far not the only scary disease that also comes from or is spread by humans' cruel treatment of animals. Avian flu, tuberculosis, listeria, Crohn's disease, mad cow disease, Campylobacter, Staphylococcus aureus, etc., etc., and now we have its more dangerous form called MRSA, namely methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's a superbug, meaning there is no antibiotic to cure it, no antibiotic for this superbug. This disease arose because we overbreed animals and create the conditions for the disease to form and spread. All the disease came from hunting, HIV, the killer of 25 million people since 1981, is from humans' consumption of primates. So, all these diseases, not just the swine flu, could be prevented if only humans turn away from such unhealthy, cruel, violent habits. The habits of raising, hunting, and eating animal flesh. It has to be stopped. The consuming of animal flesh.
Save our planet. Offline power plant in Florida, USA, keeps water warm for manatees. The state's largest power utility, Florida Power and Light, has installed a special temporary heating system as it undergoes modernization to protect manatees residing in the region's coastal waters.
Despite the recent cold snap, temperatures for the endangered sea mammals has thus remained temperate, with some 400 manatees gathering around the outlet on Florida's intracoastal waterway. Company spokesperson Sharon Bennett said, "The water that discharges into the area where the manatees gather comes out at 92 degrees Fahrenheit. It's very comfortable for them and they enjoy it." The company has been working closely for several years with environmental organizations to offer the manatees protection in waters throughout the state.
Our accolades, Florida Power and Light, for your kind efforts in providing a haven for our marine friends during the colder months. Blessed be the manatees to flourish in the protected and safe waters of Florida, USA.
Save our planet. Chinese officials at the Qinghai Provincial Center for Remote Sensing warn that the water source for the Yangtze, China's longest river, is in jeopardy due to its source glacier being in measurable retreat.
Save our planet. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is proposing more stringent standards for smog pollution, which includes limiting such gases as nitrous oxide and low-level ozone to help protect the health of citizens, the environment, and guard against climate change.
warning news. A new U.S. study conducted with over 1,000 children in countries around the world found that secondhand smoke exposure at home results in measurably higher levels of toxic nicotine in the child's bodies, with younger children being even more at risk for increased amounts.
I'm Pippi Biocapi, a vegan. With a tip on keeping your car upholstery clean, mix a small portion of bleach-free laundry detergent with warm water. Then dip a cloth into it and squeeze out the excess liquid. Rub the cloth on the affected spot, then dry with a towel. Enjoy your fresh-looking vehicle. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates over $90 million to improve the nutrition of children in Peru. The funds will be allocated over the next 4.5 years to enhance the diets of youngsters, especially in the Apurimac, Ayacucho, and Huancavelica areas. The contribution is part of the European Union's EuroPan budget support program. Our heartfelt appreciation, European Union, for your generous gift. May your kindness help many lovely Peruvians look forward to vibrant futures.
In technology news, American researchers develop cell phones for sign language. Scientists at the University of Washington, Seattle, and associates from Cornell University, New York, have created a video cell phone that allows hearing-impaired people to communicate in real time by using sign language. The project Mobile ASL, or American Sign Language, has been ongoing for 4 years. This innovation already exists in parts of Europe and Japan. However, in the USA, it was necessary to overcome certain challenges such as bandwidth restrictions. About 25 of the phones are now being tested with the goal of improving the model to be as user-friendly as possible. Kudos, scientists of the University of Washington and Cornell University, for collaborating to make mobile phone communication convenient for all. We look forward to seeing further enhancements which benefit all segments of society. Up next on Noteworthy News, Formosa or Taiwan has increased its protection of avian friends while stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. More pleasant news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a benevolent world. In animal welfare news, an exhibition center in Formosa or Taiwan is dedicated to a feathered friend. Mr. Ye Yuqing, chief of Fengxian Township in southern Formosa, opened a center highlighting the migratory brown shrike. Over the past 25 years, thanks to the sharing of information, new strict laws and persistent conservation efforts, the avian visitors to this region are now known as the friends from far away. The population of birds in the area has increased, and more people are aware of the need to safeguard them. Many thanks, Chief Mr. Ye, and all those involved in making the lives of our beautiful bird co-inhabitants safe. May God's precious winged children fly and land in peace and grace.
let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Estonian entitled Good Advice.
Mööda külateed sõitis talumees, kes vedas sõnnikult. Teda märkas väike poiss, kes parasjagu mängis oma kodu ees. Mida sa vead? Hõikas väike poiss. Sõnnikut, vastas talumees. Mis sa sellega peale hakkad? Tahtis väike poiss teada. Panen maasikate peale, sõnas talumees. Sa peaksid meie juures elama, ütles see peale väike poiss. Meie sööme maasikaid vegaani vahukoorega.
And now for our viewers' heartlines.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, thanks for your kind messages to the world. I felt so sad hearing the news on the world's climate and its people's poverty. I do hope people will see the light and make the changes needed. Most of the time, I am a vegetarian. I do believe it is the best way. I send you much love and light. Take care of yourself. John from London, United Kingdom.
Hi John, it's good to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a personal reply for you. Caring John, thank you for sending love and light our way. I too pray that people quickly awaken to make the necessary changes to save our planet. May each individual be graced to have the wisdom and courage to adopt a kind-hearted plant-based diet. Be blessed in divine light. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Bog Davi Bogosovi, which means God bless in Bulgarian.
Wishing peace to all beings in the universe. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egypt opens her borders for members of the group Viva Palestina and their convoy of over 100 vehicles containing food and medical supplies to be distributed as humanitarian aid for residents of Gaza.
Wishing to convey their appreciation to former Beatle and meat-free advocate Sir Paul McCartney for playing on his album, Scottish musician and Travis lead vocalist Fran Healy announces that he and his family are now vegetarians.
Effective March 2010, Romania will place a new tax on the production and processing of foods containing high salt, fat, sugar, or additives, with proceeds going to finance the country's health program.
Foreign Minister Murray McCauley announces that New Zealand is donating an initial $36,500 to the Solomon Islands for relief efforts following the recent earthquakes and tsunami, with more support available if needed.
Teen journalist Edgar Sanchez of California, USA, writes of the rising trend of vegetarianism amongst young people who strive for health and wish to halt the animal cruelty of the livestock industry.
Emergency crews tunneled through 200 meters of snow to successfully rescue six Russian television reporters and their camera crews who had been trapped following an avalanche in northern Caucasus.
Recognizing China's growing involvement in the world arena, British students are encouraged to learn Mandarin or Cantonese, with 1 in 7 secondary schools currently offering Chinese language classes.
United Nations Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Kai Eid, calls upon the Afghan government and the Taliban to initiate a reconciliation process, which would naturally encourage foreign troop withdrawal.
To provide relief for the less fortunate in developing nations, U.S. lawmakers draft the Jubilee Act, which would forgive debts and encourage the country's responsible lending practices.
More than 52 tons of metal collected by London, UK's Metropolitan Police, including those from surrendered weapons, are being transformed into construction materials for the 2012 Olympic Games.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.